to Refilwe Mpakanyane. 1702.
And it's going on 14 minutes past 8 on the Saturday edition of Weekend Breakfast. Time to say hi to our human potential expert, speaker, writer, and of course, parenting expert, Nikki Bush. Hi, Nikki.
Good morning, Refilwe.
Nikki, today we're taking a look at a physical and mental development benefits of riding bikes and scooters, because movement is essential for children's development. Tell us more about that.
Yes, well, I actually have been speaking to quite a lot of toy suppliers recently because, of course, Christmas is coming.
Oh, yes.
And they have reported that this year they have had such huge demand for bikes and scooters because I think parents, of course, with lockdown, you know, being cooped up, have discovered just how important it is for kids to have access to wide open spaces and to movement.
Yeah.
And it's part of keeping families sane, keeping children sane, because there is an absolute connection between movement and space and children's mental and emotional development. So child development in terms of getting ready for the classroom is linked to gross motor development,
mm-hmm.
but also keeping us calm. You know, that ability to be outside, to use big body movements, which you can't do when you're cooped up in a house.
Of course.
Yeah. And there's so many benefits to riding scooters and bikes that are so different to, say, for example, running and jumping.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Talk us through those benefits as well, Nikki.
Well, let's look at bikes and scooters and the fact that children have to learn how to control something that's got wheels, so it's moving.
Mm-hmm.
So what are they experimenting with? Speed, space, distance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how fast can I get from here to there? Because I can get there faster on wheels
sure.
than I can if I was walking. And then balance is a massive thing with bikes and scooters. So in the inner ear, there's that whole vestibular system, and it's a very, very finely tuned system. And when children are on a bike or on a scooter, they're learning how to balance. They're learning how to right themselves if they're mm-hmm. leaning too far to the left or too far to the right. So they're giving the vestibular system that exercise, which is so important. I think, you know, the vestibular system is that invisible sense. You can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really underestimated. And it's something that is essential to how we operate in the world, how we hold ourselves up, you know, how we balance against gravity.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole system. And then think about something like independence.
Mm-hmm.
When you rode your first bicycle, didn't you feel a sense of control and independence?
Sure. You're out on the street as well. you're by yourself or with your friends, perhaps. But yeah, it's you who has to be that's in control of every element of what your body's doing, what this bike is doing. And yeah, you have to learn very, very quickly, because once you fall in the first time or the second time, you don't want to repeat that experience.
Well, I think falling is a very interesting thing that you've brought up, because when you're on a bike or a scooter, you are experimenting and you will fall.
Mm.
So that's one of the important things about being on a bike or being on a scooter, is that children will fall, they will pick themselves up, and they will start all over again. And it is about experimenting and technique and getting it right. And of course, one has to do the safety equipment initially. You know, children must always ride with a helmet.
Mm-hmm.
Even when they're older, they've got to ride with a helmet. And to begin with, you're going to put knee pads on. You're going to put elbow pads on. And of course, they're the fairy wheels.
Yeah.
So especially when children are graduating from that, from the three-wheeler to the two-wheeler, and then to having a two-wheeler without fairy wheels. That's almost like a rite of passage.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And as a parent, you're running next to your child, and you know, you're propping them up, and you're encouraging them, and then you let them go, and they go. And it's quite a big moment. It's a little bit like when children learn to write and when children learn to read.
Mm.
Being able to ride a two-wheeler without assistance is a massive moment of letting go and of independence. And then there's the learning of road safety.
Yeah, absolutely.
The rules of the road, what you can and what you can't do, crossing the road safely, which side of the road to be on, being alert for a car coming up behind you, for a car coming in front of you. That's all taking into account the world we live in, that our children don't live in a bubble, mm-hmm. that they have to accommodate everything else. They have to be awake. They have to be aware. So how much learning, and we haven't even got into bilateral integration.
You know, and you've brought up such an interesting point, Nikki, and I wonder as parents how often we take that opportunity of something as fun and as simple as bike riding to contextualize, create a context for our children. So, of course, there's the road safety. Do we take that opportunity to teach children road rules as often as possible, how to indicate perhaps if you are going to let them, how to indicate their intentions when they're out on the road, if you're going to let them do so right out on the open road, for instance. And do we also take the time to create context just socially for our children as well? What things to be aware of, what danger points there might be and why they exist, we can have such a huge conversation around biking or that comes out of biking.
Well, I think it's also that nice way of having a conversation that you're not sitting across the table from them.
Mm-hmm.
You're actually out in the environment. It's happening.
Sure.
It's the best way for children to learn when they're in context. And, of course, there's that family togetherness aspect that
sure.
you might not even be walking beside your child. You may also be on a scooter. You may also be on a bicycle. So it's a lovely way for families to socialize, for families to have that sense of belonging and togetherness together.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, it's that feedback in real time. It's that conversation while we're riding and on scooters together. It's the feedback from person to person. It's also the feedback between the body and the brain.
Mm-hmm.
You must never, ever forget that movement is the architect of the brain. So when we talk about bilateral integration with bike riding and scooter riding, both sides of the body are being used. So with cycling, both sides being used at the same time. With on a scooter, it's one leg that's on and one leg that's pushing. So there's a whole lot of neurological connection going on that we cannot even fathom, how complex the system is between the body and the brain. There's directionality.
Mm-hmm.
You're moving forwards, you're moving backwards. You're leaning sideways on a scooter. So we've got left, we've got right. So that's laterality.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these are all things that are actually precursors, believe it or not, to reading and writing.
Sure.
So gross motor, which is big body movements, is so connected to the fine motor coordination, the eye-hand coordination. Even though what we're doing on a bike and a scooter is eye-foot coordination much of the time, it's going to impact on our children's ability to balance the letters on a line when they're writing,
mm-hmm.
to read from left to right, to be able to draw circles and do geometry and all of those things. It's going to be so much easier if they've already mapped this through their body. It's so fascinating. I find learning in child development and childhood just such a miracle.
Yeah. And such a beautiful argument for letting children play. Encourage
Absolutely.
Children to play. It's important. It's necessary. It's not an indulgence.
No, you're absolutely right. It is so essential that they find their place in the world, and that means working with space.
Mm-hmm.
That means learning to control my body. That means making my body do things at will. I choose to do this. I choose to push my body in that direction, to make this object, this bike, this scooter, do X, Y, or Z. It's just unbelievable. So I thought today, while I was talking about this, that we should look at scooters.
Absolutely.
So I have actually been talking about scooters for many, many years on Toy Talk. And my favorite one is actually the Micro Scooter. And it's because it is the top of the range quality. It's European technology, mm-hmm. absolutely at its best. I had them for my children. We had one in the family for 10 years.
Oh, lovely. That's lasted.
Well, it went through two of my children, and then it went to my nephew.
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
And the great thing about the Micro Scooters is that every single piece is replaceable. So in the absolutely unlikely event that something goes wrong with your scooter, you can replace a part. But more likely, you will refurbish it for the next child.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an absolute investment in your children's development. They are, what's fantastic, and one of the reasons why I'm mentioning it this morning, is that Micro Scooters have now come out with the Eco Scooter, which is made from recycled fishing nets. Mm,
that's pretty cool.
This is hot off the press. I got the press release about 10 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the base, the deck that the children stand on, is now made from fishing nets. And the one that has just been launched now is Ocean Blue. That's the color. And it's absolutely beautiful. And I just think it's amazing that our kids can get a lifetime's worth of fun mm-hmm. out of something that is recycled from the sea.
Lovely. Yeah. Those so are, of course, those recycled fishing nets that pose such a problem, right?
Exactly.
To sea life and marine life down the line after we as humans have discarded them.
Absolutely. So I have to say that I have judged many, many different scooters over the years. The Micro Scooter gives the most incredible, smooth, gliding, curving, and carving action.
Mm.
And kids can surf the sidewalk like they would on a skateboard, but with the safety of a handlebar.
Absolutely.
So they have more control and more maneuverability. So the ones that I would suggest parents look at, it's the Mini Deluxe Eco Scooter
okay.
and the Maxi Deluxe Eco Scooter. I said these were Rolls Royce. The Mini Deluxe is for the 2 to 6 year old, that's up to 35 kilos.
Mm-hmm.
It's 1,199 rand, and the Micro is 2,999 rand. But as I said, these are going to last not just for your children, but for your generation. They'll go from one generation to the next.
I like that.
And I have today a coupon for our listeners, and if they go onto the Micro site after this show and punch in a coupon Nikki Bush 10, they will get 10% off anything.
Lovely.
On that site today, including the adult scooters. So
you
Nikki
know
Bush 10.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you have to punch in as the coupon code.
Speaking of adult scooters, so I'm going to jump in there and say I definitely advocate for every adult getting one for themselves for various reasons. The first being that the prospect of eating dirt will keep you humble. That's the first.
I love that.
Secondly, actually eating dirt and skidding and falling on gravel will actually just shake you out of this avatar that you've built up of being this mature, responsible, all-knowing entity. And you'll quickly remember that something as humble as gravel will take you down, buddy. So relax.
Oh,
stop
I
being so full
that.
Of yourself. And then, of course, you'll have the biggest laugh with your child. All of this based on experience. Completely anecdotal. There's no science behind it. But
yes,
we need to do. We absolutely need to be out there.
Isn't it funny when you haven't ridden a bike or a scooter for a while and you get back on one and you realize, oh my goodness, but it is, what do they say? You know, it's just like riding a bicycle. Once you've done it before,
yeah.
It's wired into you. So I have written an article on nikkibush.com. If you just put scooter into the blog, into the search window, you will come up with my blog around scooters.
Lovely
and
stuff.
If you want to take advantage of that coupon code NikkiBush10, go to micro.co.za and go and shop to your heart's content. And what we spoke about today
sure.
was the Micro Eco Scooter.
Lovely stuff, Nikki. And I guess, you know, what's also, I think, a lovely achievement is when the little person that you've bought the scooter for finally finds or figures out or conquers that braking mechanism, right? That coordination of just making sure, like, you know, okay, I need to stop this thing, and my brain needs to tell whichever foot and leg is available to sort of shift to the back and press on that back pedal and just getting it all right. So there's just so many fascinating things going on at the same time when it comes to scooters. I really love it.
Actually, what you've just mentioned is very important. So on this micro scooter, there is a brake at the back, and the handlebars are height adjustable. So as your children grow, you can raise the handlebars. And, you know, those sorts of things are important to look for when you are buying a scooter. Look for adjustable handlebars. Look for how grippy the foot plate is. Look for that brake, because it's important that your children have control when they're moving. And look for the lean to steer mechanism. So when they lean, just like on a skateboard, will they be able to change direction from left to right? Because that's part of that internal balancing system, that vestibular system in your child. So much learning, so much fun.
Absolutely. Nikki Bush, thank you so much for the conversation this morning. We'll leave it right there. That's Nikki Bush, our human potential and parenting expert.